USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most.
The federal eviction moratorium expired over the weekend, but if and when people could be evicted varies greatly depending on the laws where they live. If you live in a community that has no COVID-19 protection still in place, it could be a matter of days or weeks. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Title 42 will stay in place to keep persons who potentially pose a health risk out of the country. Dan Araki has more.
The Biden administration will keep a policy in place to turn away illegal migrants at the border due to the COVID pandemic. The extension of the Trump-era policy, known as Title 42, was announced by the Centers for Disease Control Monday, saying in a statement that the introduction of non-citizens, regardless of their country of origin, migrating through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. The Biden administration had previously indicated that they would end the policy over the summer. The American Civil Liberties Union also announced Monday that they would be filing a lawsuit in an attempt to force the administration to lift the policy.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reportedly sat down for an 11-hour interview as the state of New York investigates allegations of sexual harassment against Cuomo from a large number of female aides. The interview, announced Monday, was actually conducted on July 17th, with participants prohibited from discussing it in public. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Sellers also threatened legal action in case the audit revealed any fraud or wrongdoing by Maricopa officials. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward.
Well, as much as they can do, based on the information the Senate's received in response to their fully legal legislative subpoena, what they've received so far from the county. Now, the Senate had to issue new subpoenas in the last couple of days, and we're looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. It includes some old data and new. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election. These new subpoenas require that the routers or the information from them, including the Splunk logs, the ballot envelopes themselves, or at least the images of them, and all passwords, access keys, and tokens required to examine the tabulating machines be turned over to the Arizona State Senate by August 2nd. Maricopa County said they don't have access to those tokens and they don't have those passwords. Only their election vendor does. That's why the state Senate, wisely, in my view, has subpoenaed Dominion, the voting machine vendor.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.